This is CPR News. I'm Haley Sanchez. There's controversy over a breakshoe trophy given to an assistant prosecutor in the Jefferson County District Attorney's Office. The gift came after a truck driver who lost his brakes on I-70 and killed four people was sentenced to 110 years in prison. The elected district attorney, Alexis King, says the trophy was made in poor taste. The trucker's sentence sparked national outcry at the Colorado's mandatory minimum sentencing laws. Three shots may be the new requirement for Coloradans to be considered fully vaccinated against COVID-19. Governor Polis spoke on NBC's Meet the Press yesterday about the possibility of changing the state's guidelines.
That's certainly where it's headed. I wish they'd stop talking about it as a booster, Chuck. It really is a three-dose vaccine, and every piece of data that we're seeing shows that that's the case.
State data shows about a third of Coloradans eligible for a COVID-19 vaccine still have not gotten their first shot. A celebration of life ceremony was held in Georgia today for former Broncos wide receiver Demaryius Thomas. Lindsey Jones of The Athletic told Colorado Matters that no matter how big his stats were on the field, Thomas was known for his relationships.
You heard Peyton Manning talk about this. It meant more to him, the way that Demaryius interacted with his children, than all of the touchdowns that they caught together.
Thomas and Manning became champions together in Super Bowl 50. Thomas is the second most successful wide receiver in Broncos history. He played on the team for 8 seasons. You're listening to CPR News.